And now, James Gravel.
There are five acts of worship to God specifically mentioned within the New Testament. In our previous program, we discussed partaking of the Lord's Supper, singing, and giving. A fourth act of worship is praying. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18, we are commanded, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In Colossians 4 and verse 2, Paul wrote, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. James 5 verse 16 records, confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. From James 1 verse 5 we learn, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given him. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 teaches us that we are to come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thus, when those in the Church of Christ worship, they pray to God, just as He has instructed. The fifth act of worship is preaching. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 21, as the Apostle Paul wrote, since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. In Acts chapter 10, verse 42, Peter said of Christ, He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is He who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. In Romans 10, verses 13 through 14, we read, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Paul told Timothy, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. An important part of worship is the proclamation of God's word to those who are participating in the worship assembly. If you are looking for the church described in the Bible, we invite you to examine the Church of Christ.